Yes, my wonderful listeners, good afternoon once again. It's your boy Ricky K. We're going to talk about some vacation spots in the islands. When I say the island, I mean the Caribbean, to say where you could go and take your family. You know, I mean, it's you know, it's, we're having a bad situation going on right now with the pandemic and everything, and people just need to get away for a little bit. Once you check out the travel restrictions in those countries, I recommend you go to some, you know, just get away. Go get some, go bask in the sun in some Caribbean islands and enjoy yourself. And this channel, I'm going to give you some tips on where to go and what to do in those destinations when you get there. I mean, everyone definitely needs a vacation. It's really important that take time away from work and, you know, get the family together and plan a trip. A lot of persons in America or around the world do not take vacations because they get so caught up with work. They forget that, you know, need time out to basically gather the brain, you know, let yourself go, let your hair down. Guys, take your shirt off, you know, put a tank top on or something like that and just go have some fun. Put the sunglasses on, get the flips or something, you know, put the shoes away. Take the necktie off and the bow tie, put the, take the long dresses away, you know, put your bathing suits on, stuff like that. You know, have some fun. It's really important that you have fun, because if you don't have fun, you know, work and all play makes Jack a dull boy. And, you know, you're going to be so stressed out, man, you know. It's really important that you take some time off work, you know, get up a vacation time, take some time out. It's really important because, you know, you don't want to be all caught up at work, because guess what? The work will always be there. You only got one body. There's many jobs. Make sure you take care of yourself. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite destination spots, and that's going to be in the Bahamas. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who loves the Bahamas, you know. Beautiful beaches, you know, nice blue sea water, you know, great food, great atmosphere, great people over there, great sightseeing, a lot of stuff to do. Bahamas is one of the top destination spots for most people, you know. Because they have so much to offer. They got a lot of beaches over there. You know, there's some sites. The Atlantis definitely is one site to go look at in the Bahamas. A lot of people like to go see the Atlantis. definitely Paradise Island is another one you got to go see. You know, it's a nice beach. And it's also a resort. What about Alas Out? It's another adventure to go to do some snorkeling over there. Salt Cay is another one they gotta go see. How about there's also a Nassau Straw Market if you're into arts and craft. Definitely go check that out. Fort Finn Castle, that's another beautiful thing to go see. It's a stone and it's a big lighthouse. You know, it's like a sightseeing thing. You can go check it out, definitely. If you're over there, want to go see something, you can always go to the zoo. There's a zoo over there that's called the Adastra Zoo. It's a conservation center. A lot of flamingos, different type of birds over there. Was built in 1937. And, you know, some Jamaicans helped to develop it also. There's a lot of animals over there. You know, the price is also pretty good. So definitely go check it out. I highly recommend it to our people. Also, Fort Charlotte. That's another place you can go see. It's a historic spot. It's in the Bahamas. You know, it's like, I think back in the centuries when the Native Americans who went over there, they were like Indians and stuff like that. It's an artifact of that country. And you should definitely go check it out also. Queen's Staircase is another thing to go check out in the Bahamas. If you go there, it's a historical landmark in the Bahamas. Definitely, it's 65 steps That you made of solid limestone rocks, you could climb up on there, you could go take pictures. And it's a little side note. It's a very nice spot to go see. People definitely gonna go see it. Fort Montego, it's another one to go see. And that one definitely is a it's also local limestone artifact. It's one of the oldest ones that's still standing. It's in the island of New Providence over in the Bahamas. Like I said, the Bahamas has so much to offer. So people just think about Bahamas for all the beaches and stuff. They got so much to offer. They got the Parliament Square over there also. Or the Parliament Square, I should tell you right now, that's a great thing. It's also a house of assembly. And it's where the court's at. But they could still, it's like a whole square, a whole bunch of different buildings. They could definitely go and check it out. When you go on vacation, you're gonna take the time out to go, definitely go see what the place that you're visiting is all about. Takes pictures and learn about what, how this place got its name, stuff like that. All right, not a nice place to go. I mean, it says temporary closed, but the Paris de Nassau, that's a beautiful spot. It's a museum, and the bunch, whole bunch of the pirate ships that docked up in the country. You're still gonna go, a lot of ship exhibitions. Definitely go check it out when you go over there. Like I said, man, Bahamas is one of my top spots. Definitely go. All right. Also, you got the marine habitats at Atlantis. This is like a showcase of, it's like the hotel and the casino mixing all one. And you can see different fishes. You can see the sharks, the stingrays, stuff like those. Bahamas a lot to offer. And if you want to definitely go check a vacation, looking for a hot spot to go to, pack your bathing suit. Don't be bringing no pants and a shirt. No, man, bring a short, flip flops, t-shirt, sun blockers. Your sunglasses, a big beach towel, your headphones. Definitely go down to the Bahamas and check it out. It's a lot of good stuff down there to enjoy. And want to talk about beaches, they got the Jaws Beach, which is a beautiful beach down there. It's a nice beach to go to. Like, nice cool flat surfaces. Nice, the sky is right there looking at you, looking at the sky. The water is green and bluish. What do we call it? And the sand is beautiful and white. Definitely go check out the Jaws Beach over the Bahamas. And also, we gotta also check out the museum I'm gonna tell you about. It's called the Pompeii Museum over the Bahamas. Now, this one is very important because this is where you can see all the museum in honor of all the courageous slaves who after they fought to get the liberation for the Bahamas. And Pompeii definitely, it was a plantation, of course, but it's a very historic thing in the Bahamas. So if you go to the Bahamas, make sure you go check it out and show some respects to the Bahamian people. Bahamas will love you a lot. Make sure that you go, fly down there and visit the Bahamas, because Bahamas, I'm telling you right now, it's one of my favorite spots to go to. And before I go, I'm gonna give you one more spot that you could go check out when you go to the Bahamas, definitely. And this one is called the Primeval Forest Nation. Definitely. Wanna go to a national park, forest, you wanna go hiking, whatever you gotta do, definitely go check this one out. It's called the Primeval Forest National Park. I think if they say maybe closed, I'm not 100% sure. But I'll give you so many options to go check things out. So if that one is closed, you got so many different options. Okay. All right, there's another one I could tell you about. Definitely, it's called the Rawson Square, and this one is once again, it's a historical landmark in the Bahamas, and it's located in downtown Nassau. Nassau is the capital of Bahamas, and this the Rawson Square, Rawson, is located downtown in downtown Nassau, Bahamas, and it's a gateway to the city. Where it was, this is where all the cruise ship dock up. So definitely, go check it out. I'll give you a lot of information. So make sure you use it. All right, this is Boy Ricky King signing off. All right, you have a wonderful day.